favorite scary movie. Have you checked the children?
It's all for you!
We have such sights to show you.
Oh, I had 18 days to prepare. Okay, that's 18 days where you go all in on this fucking monologue. The whole world's going to be watching this shit.
Okay, so this is going to be the only part of the episode where Phil knows what he's talking about, because we're about to talk about video games.
Does he?
Yeah, because I don't know. I have no idea about Resident. What is it? What is this? Freaking Capcom versus SNK2?
Oh, my God.
I don't already know.
Oh, my God. Phil, please get him out of here.
Well, on that note, let's go ahead and get started. Hey. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Horrible People Podcast. I am your host, Alex Webster. With me, as always, Anthony Fuentes.
Daddy wasn't there.
Phil Acevedo.
Take me to the fair.
And the boys from the NPC Gaming Podcast, James Chizuela.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cut in front.
Yeah, I know.
I was gonna. I was waiting.
I had something good to say, and then now I just lost it. You cut me off.
Let's do it at the same time.
Alex, oh, no,
yeah, I thought we were gonna do it at the same time. My bad.
1, 2, 3, go.
I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Change my underwear? Is that the next verse?
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I was going to do. But yeah. You know what?
Yeah, James wasn't there. How about that?
I wasn't there.
How about James wasn't
there? Daddy didn't love me.
Wow.
So, as you know, these episodes are always chaotic, but they're always super, super fun. We're talking about something that I know next to nothing about, although I might know a little bit more than Phil because I think I actually played this one.
Look at that face.
Sure, bud.
Look at that Robert De Niro.
Congratulations.
Oh, my Lord. She punched that boulder right there, and that boulder was
tiny. To be fair, I've played 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Well, you know, 5 is the one I've never played. Yeah.
That's good, because you're going to talk a little bit about
five,
it.
I have
talk
no,
a little bit about
five,
it.
5, I have no idea about.
Ready? 5 what?
Well, let's dive into it. We're talking about Resident Evil 5.
Hey.
Yes. Yeah, starring Mia Jovovich.
No, also 6, kinda.
Oh, 6 a little bit.
All right, hang on. We're doing 6? Oh, man, I can't partake in this one. I don't know, man.
It goes against my religion. Mm-hmm. I have to go. So mm-hmm. sorry. Okay, without any further ado, who's introducing this bitch?
Cordova's never on here, so you just give us the details till it's my part. So,
okay.
Bam.
So, sent in by the BSAA.
What's that stand for?
Yeah, fucking
Bureau no of Strategic Assholes.
Perfect.
No, anal assassins.
What is it like? Something about biological.
Yeah, some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. These things always deal with biological.
The Bureau of Secret Anal Assassins.
There you
BSAA.
Go. Sent in by the BSAA. Chris
Secret
Redfield.
Secret Anal Assassin.
Chris
that
Redfield.
Really
Chris Redfield. Chris Redfield.
Has a new mission. It takes him into South Africa where he encounters a new whore and relives an
a
old
new
past.
Whore.
Chris Redfield goes to the Hotel Rwanda.
A new whore.
God damn it! I was taking a drink right as you said. Whore.
A new whore.
Takes him to South Africa where he encounters a new whore and relives the old past. That is Chris Redfield in apartheid, right there. In
front. Oh,
wow! And cancel.
So it's developed and published by Capcom.
Hey.
Produced by Jun Takeuchi.
Takeuchi.
Right? Hey, okay. What'd you call me?
Directed by Yasuhiro Ampel.
Hey,
that was pretty good.
Right. That was good.
That's a good pronunciation right there.
I watch
right.
Way better than me or possibly Fun.
Mm-hmm. And Phil.
I watch a lot
definitely
of anime.
Phil.
You know?
Mostly
definitely
Phil.
I wasn't picking on him because I picked on him earlier.
It's fine.
Hey, we can keep doing it. It's fine.
I'm just going to thumbs up it and nod my head.
Well, let's get into this development cycle right here. All right, we're talking about the unbearable weight of massive talent. So, as
it's not you. Just point that out.
Just
wow. Not you.
Yeah.
We just spent the last hour and a half complaining about our careers.
You wrote the outline and you gave yourself the unbearable weight of massive talent.
I didn't give it to you. So.
Oh, fuck.
We wasted the good talent on the plan.
As stated in our episode on Resident Evil 4, which was almost 2 years ago. Sorry, we've been a little busy.
What?
That's my bad. Capcom's gamble on reinventing the franchise, it actually paid off really, really well. Quite tremendously, actually. Not only was it hugely successful with critics and audiences, but it also completely changed the way most video games were actually played, particularly those in third person. We can all attest to this. games kind of just play a little differently afterwards, which is cool. It's nice. But accolades aside, this bitch made a lot of money. It made a lot of money. More than anyone actually expected it to. So Capcom announced a new entry in the franchise mere month later, to the surprise of no one, and James is unsurprisingly touching... Phil's surprisingly...
I am not touching anybody.
Read the script, damn it!
I'm not touching you! I'm not touching you!
Oh, he totally is. Oh my god.
What? No, I'm
like, I'm not touching you.
I'm not touching you.
I'm not touching you.
These episodes are very chaotic.
Would you
please not touch me?
I'm not.
Do it right now. the only issue is that the reason for Resident Evil 4 success, series creator Shinji Mikami, the fucking GOAT, he'd actually not be part of this project at all. He had famously promised to cut his own head off if Resident Evil 4 was ported to any other console than the Nintendo GameCube, which is really unfortunate as it is probably Capcom's most ported game of all time. In an effort to keep him from going all Toni Collette on us,
wow.
Capcom offered him the chance to head Clover Studios, which, hey, it focused on original games, which we all love, right?
Sure.
Original games, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, he actually enlisted the biggest talents from the studio, leaving very few major players available for the next Resident Evil. But with this talent pool, including, again, we did a whole episode on this, Resident Evil 2's Hideki Kamiya, the team created God Hand, which got really mid reviews and was kind of a total flop, actually. So, not good. But their overly ambitious attempt to redefine the action genre resulted in the complete closure of Clover Studios. Hey! And a mass exodus of talent from Capcom. Bam. Now, there was a sudden studio mandate to focus almost exclusively on sequels, something the minds of Capcom's biggest producers were actually not happy to be chained to. So, you know, good old corporate order from the top. Mm-hmm. Well, the duo of Mikami and Kamiya would never work with the studio again. And just like that, the series shepherds who had actually built Capcom, they were now gone. And the responsibilities for Resident Evil 5 were in the hands of a young upstart named Jun Takeuchi, who had just created Lost Planet and was given the crew who actually just ported RE4 to the PS2, which was a big deal still. But it was a far cry from the legendary talent that had just departed to create a new studio called Platinum Games. Mm. So I think we all know. Not all of us. I think some of us know about Platinum Games.
Yeah, they got some sick-ass games.
So I didn't know about Resident Evil 4 being the most ported game of ever. Like,
for Capcom, for sure.
Dude, when did that start?
That shit's
on.
Like, immediately.
I remember when it was at the GameCube days, and I remember owning it.
Were you not on the episode for this? Was that?
I don't think I was. I'm not sure.
RE4?
2 years ago?
2 years ago. No, you weren't.
So RE4 is like... It's a slut. What are you trying to sell me?
This thing has been getting around for a while.
New whore.
It's a whore.
It's the glory hole of
it's been poured one too many times.
Yeah.
Just like Phil.
Yeah.
We're not gonna slut shame, but also yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So at one point, this used to be Gianna Michaels. Oh. Now it's
Who?
Oh yeah.
Who's that?
Explain to us, Phil. Who's Gianna Michaels?
Who's
Gianna Michaels? Is she in video games?
Yeah, speak directly and clearly into the microphone, Philip.
Yeah. Because Savannah's totally listening right now.
I have no
idea
who she is. She's just a name that I pulled out of a dark memory. Anyways,
okay. Also, one of the goats.
Speaking of ports.
Oh man. Anyways, whose turn is it, Cordova?
We haven't recorded in person in a month and a half, maybe two.
Yeah, maybe two. Maybe
so
two.
I think this also is part of the chaos energy that everyone is bringing to the table.
Oh,
currently.
We've been holding it in for
which
a minute.
Which is absolutely
now. Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Putting it in your holes,
yes.
so to speak.
Wait, are you talking about the podcast or Gianna Michaels here now?
Oh no, with Gianna, I never hold it with Gianna Michaels. Who's that? Who's that?
God damn it.
Isn't her concept only like 2 minutes? Is
oh,
that...
God damn it. Jesus. Anyways.
You're all going straight to hell.
All right, let me try to get through this then. All right, woof. Okay, dream scenario. Okay, ooh, immediately.
You guys seen the movie?
What are you talking about?
We're talking about Resident Evil 5, Phil.
I'm seeing the... I haven't read the script here, but I'm seeing a pattern here in the titles.
A pattern of accurate descriptions of what the next part of the section is. If we could read it.
Okay, he said, wow.
Let's go. Wow.
I just read the next title. Okay, go ahead.
Right, let's go.
Immediate gave directing responsibilities to software engineer Yashiro Ampo.
Ampo.
This would be the young upstart's first role as a director on Capcom's biggest project ever, but they weren't going to set him up for failure.
That's right, because it's a dream scenario. See?
Yes, exactly. See, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
The team wanted to distinguish this Resident Evil from all others, with a new setting in Africa and most of his gameplay set during the daytime rather than the nighttime. Real, what do you call that? A groundbreaking right there.
Real groundbreaking, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were going to bring back series staples like Chris Redfield, Jill Valentine, and Albert Wesker, but they would also introduce
Albert Wesker.
Yeah,
okay?
Wesker will get.
Yeah, Wesker's the boy.
Has he gone full Neo in this yet?
This is
Neo Wesker.
Peak Neo Wesker.
See, I know my Resident Evil.
Say though, the voice actor for this Wesker like is top tier.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a better voice actor I've ever.
Definitely
heard.
Not.
No, he's
Chris.
Yeah. But they would also introduce a new character named Sheva Alomar. I never knew that was her last name. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who would be Chris's new partner and player two.
That's right, baby.
Like Sheva. Points it.
Phil.
I know, right?
Webster. That's right, because now Capcom was going to turn its biggest franchise co-op.
Hey.
Games like Gears of War, which Mikami's Resident Evil 4 directly influenced, had utilized co-op, and consoles like the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 were emphasizing online play, which was quickly becoming the norm. Capcom had to keep up.
This is the best era for online play. I don't give a shit.
Yes, it was.
But anybody says...
We're on what year was this? Like, we're on what time?
Real gamers know the year already, Phil. We already know.
Gotcha.
Can you look that up, Jamie?
2006 to 2010.
Gotcha.
Just look that up, Jamie.
Thank you.
Capcom also wanted RE5 to have the, quote, best graphics ever. I was going to say biggest. I saw Phil's arms and out of my peripheral right now. My bad, dude.
Ego boost!
Best graphics ever. So they utilized the same virtual camera system as James Cameron's Avatar for all the animations.
That's true.
The actors would work on the project for a year, sometimes doing 14-hour days. Wow.
Damn.
That's right.
I love that Japanese culture over there, huh?
I know.
You sleep under your desk.
Sheva kind of does look like Zoe Saldana, though. She kind of has the same little bit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The fact that this movie or this video game came out around the same time as Avatar is completely like they feel like two different eras in my head.
No, they're the exact same era.
I know. Yeah. I hear you. I understand that. But what I'm saying is they don't feel that way.
She's like, I hear you, but shut up.
But I'm not connecting the fucking dots.
So fans knew very little what direction Capcom was going to take for the next game, but all would soon be revealed at E3.
E-P-P?
I was going to say EPD. I went ahead of myself. Yeah. E3. RIP. My bad. 2007. You should have put RIP after 2007, Flynn. You totally fucked me.
You.
I thought you could read. You know, I bring you here once every fucking year. This trailer. Hey, just...
Why did E3 close down? Like, what? This is like.
For more on that, go listen to NPC Gaming podcast.
See, that was an LU. I asked that question on purpose. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's good.
It was an LU.
No, mismanagement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Poorly managed.
Yes. And Jeff Keighley going Game of Thrones on the whole thing.
Yeah.
He really did. Yeah, he did.
Okay, so it would be revealed at E3 2007, the biggest game convention of the year and the debut of the first teaser for Resident Evil 5. Do you guys remember that teaser?
It was all fucking
Tears of the Sun a little bit, like
a little Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, a little Black Hawk Down action too. Mm-hmm.
No, I remember being in Carbajal's, like we would hang out at Carbajal's all the time, and he downloaded it on his Xbox 360, and we would all just sit and watch, and we're like, we were just in it. We're like, fuck. It was hype.
Totally 180 from the RE4 like aesthetic they were going for.
Yeah, no, that was the exact opposite for sure.
So speaking of that though, fans collectively lost their shit at the African setting and confirmation that the game would be starring a very, 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 I think you're missing a couple of bears here, very, very, very buff Chris Redfield.
Sexy boy!
I'm looking up Chris Redfield and RE5 right now. It's crazy how we look alike.
Oh my
God. We're literally like the same person, right? James, like, you see my monitor? I got a couple photos of Chris Redfield and Resident Evil 5.
What's that tabby has up there? Gianna Michaels?
It's 2007 Hot Nights in Miami.
Chris Redfield. BSA was a move for
you. Yeah, Chris Redfield. Let me just say,
Redfield. Red. Not Redfield.
Not Redfield.
It would have been a lot funnier if it was Redfield.
Jesus
Christ. God damn it.
So let me just finish this, all right? This trailer was everywhere. Because of that, it fell under the lens of some very critical eyes with accusations Capcom was not expecting for its biggest release.
Yeah.
I love that I get the section about controversy.
I specifically would like to hear your read on this. So yeah.
Okay, great.
Fun.
Face off!
I'm gonna take his face.
Shut your fucking mouth!
What's with the Nicolas Cage? I still am not connected.
We're talking about a face-off happening between the press and Capcom.
Yeah, what are you
just ahead.
About?
Just read ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Jeez.
Let Webster read.
God!
Shut your fucking mouth!
You shut your fucking mouth! Because I'm just drawing! You shut your fucking mouth!
Phil Acevedo silencing women.
Yeah. Oh. I'm quoting Face up here and I'm about to get canceled for quoting Face up. Thanks, Webster. Thanks, Webster.
Oh.
Webster, you got any 9/11 jokes?
Give it time, Phil.
For more on that, listen to all of our other podcasts prior to this one.
Jesus Christ.
I'll show you guys the meme that I made.
Show them the meme. Oh, that's so good.
Show them now. It's fine.
Dude, where is this meme?
Oh, my God. I sent it to Danny, and he died.
Yeah, that was a good...
What the fuck is the meme? Damn, dude.
It's in our chat. It's in
our
chat.
I know.
Chat,
oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
I made that. Oh, my God. That's my art masterpiece right there.
And we know exactly the date when to share that next time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Why? Because you never forget? All right.
I appear to have forgotten. Oh, my God.
Here we go. Hey.
Resident Evil's five.
Resident Evil's?
Evils. Mm-hmm. The many evils.
Plural.
Of the Resident.
Eat a dick, Phil. Resident Evil 5's debut trailer came during the early days of internet outrage culture, and oh, did it have a target on its back.
I mean, technically, with laser sight because of the gameplay features, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
still.
Yeah,
yes,
I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fun. For context, the trailer had a series protagonist, Chris Redfield, walk into an African village only to find out that the village is infected by a similar parasite from the last game. And these villagers are pissed.
Mm-hmm.
They attack him, and he defends himself from the onslaught with just enough gameplay features to tease fans. And cue title card.
Hey.
All right.
The whole scenario was inspired by Ridley Scott's Black Hawk Down, but this detail was lost on Kotaku.
Kotaku, that's right.
And particularly ornery Newsweek writers who, as the game was accused of racism.
Oh my God.
Racism.
Racism.
How could they?
Oh my God, racism in 2007? Say it ain't so. The preview build of the game was accused by said writer of showcasing classic racist imagery, while he lamented that clearly no black people had worked on the game. Another blog threw fuel on the fire, calling it problematic on many levels and depicting black people as inhuman savages.
I mean... I don't know if there's a lot of black people in Japan around this time for Capcom. Like, it's a different you know.
Are you going to hit us with it was a different time?
I don't know if it's right now, actually.
You see, youths.
See, this is part of the podcast where I just shut my mouth.
he, unfortunately, he gave me the shit to say, so I have to keep talking. When Sheva was revealed, many of the same critics were again on Capcom's case, complaining that she was too, quote-unquote, racially ambiguous.
Oh no.
Takeuchi was forced to comment, stating, quote, "We didn't set out to make a racist game or a political statement. We did feel there was a misunderstanding about the initial trailer," unquote. When asked about adding Sheva.
Because Chris screamed, Sheva!
It's been so long since I played this video game. He simply stated they wanted a character that was familiar with the environment and that she had been planned from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Sheva's actress, Karen? Karen Dyer, a black woman, by the way, reinforced that she had been working on the game long before her character's reveal and that there was no hint of racism on set. The British Board of Film Classification actually had to review scenes from the game and ultimately determined it did not meet the qualifications for racist content. We can go further into it, but needless to say, the outrage machine was in full effect and Capcom had a lot to prove in order to overcome the biggest international controversy in its history. Thankfully, they were about to deliver one of the best-selling games in its company's history.
Mm. Don't you miss internet culture in the late 2000s?
No, because I'm on the internet now.
Wasn't that fun when they were figuring out, like, we can piss people off real quick.
We could just say things are racist and people might believe us.
This was just a few years after Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, where Ben Affleck's like, the internet is a place where people go about talking about movies.
Yeah.
They're not talking about you.
They're talking about fictional characters.
Oh,
but yes.
I love that internet.
Okay.
Fictional characters.
You are the ones who are the assholes.
You are the ones who are the monikers.
Who the fuck said that shit? Anyways, bringing out the dead. Still not connecting the dots here with the Nick. Anyways,
talking about?
You can connect the dots if you read ahead. It's just anyways, you gotta read the script. You're fine.
Anyways, I think it's very clever. I'm digging it. I'm still.
What are you talking about?
Because it's so descriptive, I guess it speaks as normal.
Anyways, Bring Out the Dead. Great film, by the way. Check it out. Nick Cage, Martin Scorsese.
What?
Fantastic fucking movie. Anyways.
Video
I'm talking
games.
About fans who got their taste of Resident Evil 5's gameplay in a massively successful demo released just 2 months before the game's debut. In addition to having a more racially diverse collection of bullet fodder, it would It would showcase how Coop
the Krusty Canyons are back,
bro. Why don't you put a hyphen right there? Co-op. It goes co-op.
Because when you
then you're gonna get assholes like you're read the whole fucking thing.
If you're any kind of gamer, they just put that like that and they know what it is.
I'm not a gamer.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I literally that was a total innocent error right there.
Continue with the coup.
Anyways, let's continue with the coup. And fans were all about it, even if they couldn't move and shoot at the same time.
Still.
Critics were less enthused overall, but still had fun with the game. The main criticisms were outdated controls and the complete abandonment of survival horror.
Mm-hmm.
The survival horror.
It wasn't as revolutionary as Resident Evil 4, however. It wasn't as scary as the past Resident Evil games, nearly abandoning the survival horror that made the series famous.
It did invent the genre. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I still remember playing Resident Evil 2 and it scared the fuck out of me, dude, as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The graphics and co-op made hard to put down. Despite many online accusing Capcom of... I'm just reading the damn script. Despite many online accusing Capcom of Chasing the Call of Duty crowd.
Say that.
Boy, did he not play games back then.
Capcom chasing the Call of Duty crowd. Like,
And the coop. Hey, man, you want to play some coop tonight?
I do want to play some coop.
Yeah, the coop's nice.
This was good enough for gamers as they made RE5 a monumental success. In some store shelves, all copies of Resident Evil 5 were gone in 60 seconds.
Oh, my God.
They were sold so fast.
That's really good.
Yeah, they sold really fast.
I don't get it.
Like, just, it's very good, it's good selling games.
Yeah, have you seen Gone in 60 Seconds?
What are you talking about?
Okay. Anyway, as the months went along, Resident Evil 5 would be nominated for awards across most publications for Best Graphics, Best Action Adventure, and, of course, Game of the Motherfucking Year.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't win the vast majority of them, however. Not the game's fault, really, as it was up against games like Borderlands, mm-hmm. Left 4 Dead 2, yeah. Batman Arkham Asylum, oh hell yeah, yes. Uncharted 2, Among Thieves, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, oh hell yeah, and Infamous. I remember Infamous. Wow.
What is that?
That's the Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, oh
but
hell
he's
yeah.
Like closing it, dude.
What?
Like, what? What?
Oh hell yeah. Dude, oh hell yeah.
You want to hear the most horniest thing I think Stone Cold Steve Austin has ever said on WWE? He's like, we're going to disrespect. He's being interviewed by Michael Cole. He's like, we're going to disrespect. D-I-S, and he spells disrespect. We're going to disrespect all over the dead man's ass. To the Undertaker. He's talking about the Undertaker, of course. But I'm like, what does that mean, Mr. Austin? You're going to disrespect all over the Undertaker's ass? Okay. Anyways, that is my WWE trivia for this episode. Anyways, God. Uncharted 2 and, of course, Infamous 2. Okay, 2009 was pretty fucking stacked, needless to say, right? Okay, in spite of no wins, Capcom clearly made a game that was a real national treasure. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That one almost slipped by me.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not falling for it anymore, Webster. Anyways, Resident Evil 5 would go on to become Capcom's best-selling game for almost a fucking decade until Monster Hunter World would take that title. It would also be the best-selling Resident Evil title before being dethroned by a future installment, though definitely not the next one.
No, definitely not.
But of course, Capcom didn't know that at the time. They wanted the action game money, and they were ready for it all and to get it out. And without the longtime fans that supported the series, truly a kiss of death. I almost lost it there.
Yeah, I was like, you derailed right there.
Yeah, a lot of hand movements, and I was like, oh, I'm multitasking here.
So, Resident Evil 5's success resulted in, of course, Resident Evil 6, boo. One of the most divisive entries in the entire franchise. Jun Takeuchi, who took over the series from the legendary Shinji Mikami, fucked off and did Lost Planet 2 instead.
Way to go, buddy.
Yeah.
You did it.
He didn't want to deal with the pressure of following up on Capcom's most successful game of all time. Weirdly.
Honestly, quit while you're ahead.
I mean, Lost Planet 2 didn't do any better.
No. Yeah, it didn't. It really didn't. But yeah, and we'll talk about it. Anyway. Weirdly, Yasuhiro Ampo was also not involved in Resident Evil 6 despite directing Resident Evil 5. He was instead relegated to Resident Evil Revelations 2.
Yeah.
And, which had more of a horror emphasis compared to its actual brethren.
That's a good game!
I have a dumb video game question.
Yeah.
How does a director direct a video game?
Same way as a regular director
would. Yeah.
Voice acting and stuff, you, like, have them read the lines.
Performance from the actors, yeah. Camera movement.
He determines the voice, they give him the visuals, he's like, that's the right visual. Yeah. That's a shit visual.
If you want to know, like, I always thought that too, but you want to know a good YouTube video, watch the God of War.
Yeah, Raising Kratos.
Okay.
The Corey Balrog is the director, and you see just because I always wondered that too. I'm like, I understand they probably have a say in it, but like, he's like, he's the one who plays it, and then he's just like, I don't like that, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, it wasn't like me like trying to shit on like directors.
No, I was just curious.
It's actually,
they should get more credit than they do.
It's a very fair question, and even like when the awards are going out, and it's like Game of the Year. It's not really, they don't go, oh, because of this director. It's just Game of the Year.
Right.
But they don't.
Is there a best director for the video game?
No.
Interesting.
There's not.
There should be. Because Kojima would win every time he puts a fucking game out.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's director personalities in the gaming world that become bigger than the like company and the product.
Yeah.
Like Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Or Ken Levine from Bioshock series.
I've seen footage of like so much notes that a director would have from lighting to performance of an actor to even full on like camera like control. Like for instance, there's like some kind of sensors. There's a camera capturing the actors, kind of like a regular movie, right? He would have full control of the movie. He has like this little monitor, and I'm like, oh, because that has come across my mind too. I'm like, how did like years ago? I looked into it, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
And it's crazy because
I have three video game nerds here. So
it's crazy because if you think about it, even a director's cut of a movie is like 4 hours.
Yeah.
These games are already like the main story is like 25.
Yes.
Hours on average,
sure.
And they're in front of the camera directing all of that.
And a director's
cutscenes, dialogue, every little thing that happens in the game, and exactly like
right
Alex
down to
said,
combat.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Everything that happens in the game, they have their say in it. That doesn't fit. Move this over here. But for that long, and they're not really recognized as something
like
should.
They could. There could be auteurs in the industry too.
Yeah.
Like honestly, like we talk about Ampo right here. He's actually when we go later on, you realize he's a really fucking good director.
Right.
Like he's actually a very good director.
But
they start off slow sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
Kojima is just known as a GOAT because he directs and writes the whole thing.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't just direct it. He literally writes the whole story, then directs it, and
that's
it just
crazy.
They end up.
Paul Thomas Anderson over there, dude. He's a fucking shebang.
He's kind of like a dictator in his films because he knows exactly what the fuck he wants, and he has, they say this kind of stuff is a collaborative effort. I don't think so with Kojima.
He's but it also isn't.
He's like, I think like every project he gets into, it's his baby.
He's like Tim Burton. Know that Tim Burton, he's directing
and
sometimes
an artistic vision.
Yeah, he's just producing it, but it's all like his world.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know how this is gonna fit.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're trying to say, but don't ever compare it to Tim Burton.
No, Phil.
Oh my god, dude.
What? I know what you're saying.
Oh.
No, I mean to say that Burton sucks. Kojima fucking rules.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Early Burton.
Habitual line stepper.
You just said Burton sucks, but you love Batman?
No. Early Burton. I said early Burton.
All this derived from a simple question.
I know. Look at you really are Miss Controversy.
She's like, here's some shit.
Early Burton rules?
Well,
still suck.
See that?
How about that?
See that? That's me stoking the fire.
She's like, dance my puppets.
She knows exactly. She knows what she's
doing. Anyway.
What's the camera system? Well, let me fucking tell you.
Give me my content.
Where the fuck were you January 6th?
Dance monkeys. Give me my content.
Oh my god.
Let me tell you, dude, you're all shit about J.M. Michaels, man.
Anyway, so instead, Capcom enlisted the director of Resident Evil Outbreak and the producer of Devil May Cry 4. Mm. Resident Evil 6 would have four different campaigns, bringing back multiple Resident Evil protagonists and Chris Redfield, Ada Wong, Sherry Birkin, and our boy, Leon S. Kennedy.
Yay.
Each campaign would have its own gameplay focus so fans could experience a vast range of what Resident Evil had to offer, or so they thought.
Rug pull, baby.
Yeah, Capcom labeled it as dramatic horror, but once reviewers and the audiences got their hands on it, they determined it was kind of just an action game, and it sucked. So anyway, in fact, Capcom would later acknowledge that they felt survival horror was too small of a genre for something like Resident Evil, the game that invented survival horror. Signs of trouble were evident in the game's first trailer and demo, which received major criticism to the point where Capcom made some gameplay changes right up until release. I remember that, and I still didn't like it.
I remember downloading the demo. I'm like, this isn't fun. I'm going to delete it right away.
Yeah, I made it like maybe like 10, 20 minutes into it. I was like, this sucks.
Like, nope.
What was the gap between 5 and 6? Like, did 5 come
I would
like,
say like a few
everything
years.
Was 3 years.
Yeah.
So between 4 and 5 was 3 years. And between 5
so
and 6
the biggest
years.
The biggest issue, well, the thing that I was confused is, like, in the game you could customize your guns. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is not Call of Duty. This is Resident Evil. Oh. What the fuck is going on?
What are you buying? Is that where it's from?
That was from 4.
That's from 4.
A much better game than 6.
4 is
a much better game than 6.
What are you buying?
When Resident Evil 6 was finally released, it received reviews that qualified as distinctly mid.
Yeah.
Sales had a similar trajectory, and Capcom's flagship series was in a bit of trouble until number 7 came out.
Don't jump ahead, James. I know you love it. I know.
I do. Despite a strong release month, Resident Evil 6 dropped off hard. It made money, sure, but not nearly what Capcom had been planning for. Fans, reviewers, and investors were straight up not happy. I am one of them. Capcom called an unprecedented meeting to determine the direction of their biggest series, and the creative team behind 6 mostly didn't touch another Resident Evil game again. I wonder why it revived itself. The team decided to go back to their survival horror roots, bring back Jun Takeuchi to produce and promote the director of the much-celebrated Resident Evil Revelations to helm the project.
That's a game right there.
Yes, it is.
That's a good game.
Hell yeah, dude.
This was all after a failed attempt from Capcom executives to turn RE7 into a live service game with microtransactions, which would have killed it. But we'll get to that when we cover Resident Evil 7 Biohazard next season.
Hey, I'm so glad they didn't do that. Holy shit.
Oh my, no, they were like seriously pushing for it. But Jun Takeuchi he actually went in and was like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Make this game, and they couldn't stop them. So. Yeah.
For now, let's talk a little bit about survival horror's action horror emo phase.
I'm not okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm super glad they didn't do that, because 7 is one of my all-time favorite games.
Yeah.
It would have fucking died if they did that to it.
Well, it's so wild to me, because Jun Takeuchi, we bring up here, he took over 5, he took over Mikami, all that stuff, and he distinctly was like, I don't want to do this again, but they really needed him, and he's produced every Resident Evil from 7 onward.
Yeah.
Every single one.
And the series is fucking amazing.
And it's amazing now. Yeah.
Right. Terrible question here. What number are they on right now?
They're 8 Village.
Eight just came out not that long ago, and they're reportedly working on 9.
Yeah, 9's the longest one they've had in development ever.
Yeah, basically the protagonist from 7, this is a trilogy now about him and his family, basically. And it's 7 was...
It's a soft reboot.
Yeah, 7 is scary as shit. Like, it shits on 2.
It's so good.
In fear level.
I've actually played this one.
It's one of the scariest games I've ever played.
I played the VR at Jim's house one day.
Yeah, we all fucked around with that.
Everybody was drinking. Yeah, exactly. That was only the beginning.
I have no idea, Phil. That shit is... Yeah. Oh, my fuck God. You up.
I remember putting on the VR glasses, and I played for like an hour, maybe 2 hours. And alright. Damn, that scared the shit out of me.
When right before it came out, we played the VR demo at the GameStop convention, and I was like, there's no fucking way I'm playing this in VR. It was so scary.
Oh, no, I would run away screaming.
Yeah. Oh, I people had headphones on.
People had Webster.
I would straight up run into my wall and give myself a concussion. Well, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk
way less scary games coming up. Yeah. So
you're a way less scary game, dude.
We're back. All right. So, I mean, only a couple of us have played these games. You can go ahead and just, there you go. But we all three actually have a very distinct experience with at least one of these, because I really hated 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have to talk about it.
Let's talk about a little bit.
What
are your thoughts on Resident Evil 5 and 6? Thoughts and experience, please. Anybody wants to take it?
Has my voice cracked?
Well, first for context, we all bought Resident Evil 5 the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Opening night, and we all played at midnight. Or what was it?
I got paired off with... This was me and James was living together. We were living together in the apartment, and we had... Everyone had 360s.
Yeah,
we all had 360s.
Fucking everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think I was... I did the co-op, fully co-op online with Carbohol.
Oh, you were with Carbs.
Yeah, because I think you were with this guy.
No.
Who were you with, Enrique?
I was with Enrique.
You were with Enrique. James was with someone. Because I think me and you were going to start.
Who was I? Can't remember.
I remember playing a lot of the co-op, I think, with Lano.
Okay.
I think. I don't remember.
So sorry for the people listening who are just like, who is that? Yeah.
Anyway, so I played Coop with him. No, honestly, it's a very fun Coop game.
I like Coop.
But I like to coop it, coop it. I like to coop it, coop it.
I like the story. The difficulty of it was pretty interesting. Spoiler alert, you go against Wesker at the end.
No.
Sorry. But in
the game's been out for
a long time. Yeah.
Almost 2 decades. Almost two.
I actually needed help. I think I did most of the game by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end, Lano jumped on with me to help me beat Wesker at the end.
Yeah. Wesker was a bitch.
He was.
He was a bitch.
It was cool. I get the natural evolution of what they were going for, but being such a big fan of the survival horror that they started, I didn't really care for it in that sense,
mm-hmm.
which is why 7 was such a big deal to me and still is a big deal to me, because for me, they revived what made Resident Evil so good between 5, 6, and 7. 6 is just a shit show. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand what they were going for.
No, we can talk about if 6 is like a Michael Bay movie of games, but like one of the not good ones.
Yeah.
Like one of the not good ones.
Like, I get what they were going for and trying
to. Hey, I know he's your boy. That was your fucking boy.
Take it easy. All right? But
take it easy when you talk about Michael Bay.
You're talking about his best friend.
Yo, hey. Tell me you said that.
6 is a Transformers Last Night.
It is.
Yeah. Right. It's the Transformers last night.
Resident Evil 5 is like Heat, and Resident Evil 6 is like
Transformers last night.
Put it that way.
Now you're speaking my language. Oh,
I'm smacking you.
I don't know what the fuck you said.
But yeah, so Resident Evil 5 was cool. I mean, this was like the golden era of co-op games.
The Xbox 360 era itself was one of the best eras in gaming. I mean, we were also in our early 20s, so obviously we had time.
We had time to do this. Yeah. And just nothing but this. So
work, video games, that's it.
Yep.
Drinking, video games.
Work, drinking, video games. Yes. Great time.
Yes. I just got a PS5, man. I'm fucking glued to that shit, man.
With your out-of-sequence fucking Spider-Man play,
I know.
Man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I would say as far as 5 is concerned, it's low on the list of my rankings.
Mm.
It'd be like 7, 8, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5.
I didn't even put a ranking, but yeah, I like that. Add your ranking at the end. That's a good way of putting it.
And then 6 is just, who gives a shit?
Six is like the worst one?
It is.
It's honestly not.
It's never been good.
Yeah, it's not. It's just so far removed from Resident Evil because, as the script said, that's what they were trying to capitalize on Call of Duty. Call of Duty was the thing at that time. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 was the game. And so they were trying to get in on that by still being Resident Evil. But at that point, number six, it just wasn't Resident Evil other than having the name and having characters.
Yeah.
But it was just purely an action game.
But it also wasn't Call of Duty. It didn't do action good.
Yeah, exactly.
It didn't do that good at all.
When Modern Warfare 2 came out, dude, I remember just being glued to that shit. Dude,
that shit was the Brazil level.
In Rhino Valley, there was an action. So I have a little bit of experience when Resident Evil dropped out. When same time as Modern Warfare came out, there was this place at the Marina Valley Mall called Howie's Game Shack.
Yeah, I've been there.
Howie's Game Shack was so
There was one at the Buena Park Mall.
There was. I know. Yeah. When we went, I saw it. I was like, dude, so we would get, me and some friends would go there just for Modern Warfare 2. But there was a little section right there in the corner for Resident Evil. And it was like a few people just playing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a new Resident Evil out there. Well, I'm too fucking busy playing Modern Warfare 2. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. All right, Cordero, what's your experience with this shit?
I mean, RE5 to me was like very, it started good, because I think we didn't even talk about the intro, the opening section of this.
Yeah.
With the swarm of the villagers. I thought that was awesome.
Great opening, honestly. Yeah.
But,
fantastic.
Like, it went that, and then it just didn't do anything with it. Like, it's like, where's...
It peaked really quick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, they have their own Gianna Michaels video of the first 10 minutes, and then you're done.
Someone who did not peak really quick.
Yeah.
She had at least a 20-year career.
I love how this...
How did this happen? Who is that?
You brought it up. You started it.
All right.
Talk about it.
Back to the zombies, though. All right. Yeah. The opening was awesome. That's what the game should have been, the whole game, right? Yeah. But it was like, that's what you get. And like after that, it was co-op as far as like
coop.
The coop. The coop wasn't even Gears of War level where at least in Gears of War, you can go separate ways.
We had Gears of War. That's right.
That would add to the tension of being separated from your partner. But in Resident Evil, it was just... You're in the same area, but you can always see your partner. So you were like, oh, you're up there with the lever. Cool. Like,
Hit the fuck, press A.
Yeah, press A.
Press A, fuck.
Press A. Like, that was all it was. So, yeah, I mean, I liked the gameplay. Wesker was awesome.
Yeah.
The story was cool. I liked the story as far as, like, Wesker and the whole Jill
the
angle.
The story was batshit, which was great.
I mean, it was crazy.
It was really good batshit.
Can you explain to me? Because I remember Wesker from the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How the fuck did he become Neo?
So, in Code Veronica.
Please.
Yeah. Code Veronica?
Please.
Go ahead.
Drop it. Drop the load
on this about Wesker.
So, yeah. He's
Neo.
So, Wesker's, like, what would be, like, his equivalent in the movie, like in a movie type of genre, he would be like he's the guy who was behind everything.
He was the one pulling the strings. Like they connected to one when he disappeared.
Yeah,
because he gets killed
by the tyrant.
Allegedly. By the tyrant.
Every killed time they quote unquote kills.
Air quote.
He gets killed. Quote.
Yeah.
End quote. By the tyrant, and then he like. What you don't, what they connect it back to, the overarching story is he's the one that's been pulling the strings with the T virus the entire time.
Yeah.
And that's basically why he comes back. But he's also infected by it. And that's why he's basically...
Like a modified version of it.
Yeah,
he's in the experimental shit to get the best perks.
Yeah.
Essentially. Okay. So basically, like, through the years and of the games, like, as the T virus is evolving, he becomes, like, the ultimate T virus.
So like,
this
is why I kind of hope that they redo Code Veronica in the same way as they did RE4 and 2, because that game was actually the first time you see superpowered Wesker.
Yeah,
and you see Chris Redfield, or the last time you see him before he gets all super buff on creatine and all that shit.
Yeah,
but like they actually fight in that game, and Wesker whoops his ass. But he's all he is in that game is super strong.
Okay,
and this one, this fool's like Neo, like you said, he's teleporting.
Yeah,
he's vanishing like
Neo too. He's got the fucking slick back hair.
He's got the attire.
He's got the Neo. That's why
when he fights Chris, he's like, upgrades.
I know kung fu. Yeah,
I remember seeing this.
Stay brave.
I remember seeing this firsthand with Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yep. Yeah.
Wesker was a playable character. And then I remember I would play, I was like, hey, they got Neo in this now? I'm like, wait, that's not Wesker. The fuck?
Wesker.
I was like, from Resident Evil?
Yeah, but like that last fight is fucking awesome. Yeah.
Also, right. Wesker is he's a consummate shit talker the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually taunting you, like, you fucking piece of. Like, he's really bad.
He has some badass lines.
He does.
When it got revealed, when it was midway through the game, it got revealed that he was spoilers for a 20-year-old game. He's the one who saved Jill.
Yeah.
So it was there was a boss fight in the middle of the game where it's Wesker and Jill versus you and Sheva. And like I remember being hyped on that because like
you
thought it was just Wesker, and then he's like he takes off his glasses or he takes off his coat. And he's like,
that's
"What do you say?"
Capcom magic, though.
He's like, "What do you say, Chris?" A little 2v2, but he says it in like such
he
a
he says
badass,
it in such a Wesker way. You're like, "You fuck!" And also your controls, you're so not prepared for how good he is.
Yeah,
every
so
time
he
you
fucks
shoot,
you
he's,
up.
Yeah, he's
same
Nightcrawler.
Voice actor. Do you know?
I think that was his one and done. He hasn't done anything since.
It feels like Phil Lamar or somebody.
That's
what I'm imagining.
Phil Lamar's a great
that's
voice
what I'm
actor,
imagining.
That's a very good voice
so there's a surprise with Resident Evil 4, the remake. So they gave us the Horde mode, basically. Mm-hmm. And they brought back that version of Wesker in the Horde mode, which we were all very excited. When they announced it, we were like, oh, shit. It's Resident Evil 5 Wesker.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. The guy's name is DC Douglas, which I believe he's in the video game world. He's done stuff in Mass Effect.
Can you look that up, Jamie?
Yeah.
Can you look that up, Jamie?
Yeah. So, he was great. Resident Evil 6, though, absolutely nothing.
No,
like, if you're reaching and grasping for straws, the only somewhat enjoyable time I had with that was Leon's campaign.
Yeah.
But, even that gameplay was just bad because I remember, I think, I don't know if I asked Flynn or someone, but I'm like, why do they give me a dodge button and when I dodge, I'm just laying on the ground like a fucking dead fish and I'm shooting from the ground like that's cool. I'm like, I don't want that. I just move out of the fucking way.
And
which,
when you move when you're on the ground, you just crawl back.
Yeah,
they had these very weird action commands that kind of led into like just ridiculous gunplay. It just didn't match. It wasn't Resident Evil.
Yeah.
That's what it's not.
It's fucking amateur hour, to be honest with you. It really is. Like, it's really bad.
Yeah.
So, like, the dodge that we have now in the Resident Evils is what I thought I was going to get in 6, and I didn't get it. He would just flop over and just lay there and shoot.
Yeah. That's really funny.
So, And then I think, RE6 2 is supposed to be the end-all Resident Evil, where all...
The stories converge.
And it converged horribly. There was an entire level, I think that's this... It's a QTE section where you just push a button.
Yeah, it's action command.
Like a whole level.
The whole thing. And you're just
there is just
K, like
square.
K, K,
Okay,
boy, kay. That's a cool cutscene.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed one. I gotta watch the whole thing again.
It was bad. It was really bad.
Really fucking bad. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I got. That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got six. To say about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I don't like six at all.
No, but RE5 to me, actually, I think I like it more than you guys. Like, it was always.
Yeah, I know.
It was always a very good game to me because.
It's got a great story, but I just, you know.
Yeah, it was a fun story. But actually, me and Reeks, so we beat the game day one.
Oh, really?
Like, we got.
That's right. I remember them texting. And saying that, like, they stayed up literally all night. And just beat the whole thing. Like,
we were on Xbox 360 online, midnight. We picked up the game. We just went up. We're like, fuck it, let's try a couple levels. And we were talking shit, but it's not a long game. No. It takes maybe like 8 hours.
I was going to say 8 or 9 hours. They're all like that, though.
Yeah, yeah, every single one of them is like that. But that also meant we were going till 8 or 9 a.m. in the morning. We were talking for till like 6 a.m.
What the fuck?
And then but we were so close. We knew it. We just knew in our hearts, we're just like, fuck, we're like right at the end. We gotta keep doing it. But we were so delirious and dumb that we killed all our ammo on one boss. So when we went to Wesker, we had nothing but a knife, a couple shotgun bullets, and like some grenades.
Yeah.
So we beat Wesker night one with a fucking knife.
No way.
It was so cool. Because, no, it took, we would literally just get, we must have done like maybe 15, 20 attempts. Like, just, like, we would just die because there's a section where Chris punches a boulder.
Yeah.
And once we got to the boulder part, we're like, okay, cool. We're in the last stretch here. We got this. Like, it was really...
Punching.
Oh, my punching God. Like no, that. And Chris got big old arms, so the boulder moved.
Just imagine a big old punching like that.
Yeah.
That's all I forgot all of this.
Yeah, no, it was great because me and Reeks were literally like, once we beat the game, we're like... Fuck! Okay.
Good night.
I'm sleeping for like 3 hours. Rick's is like, I gotta go to church with my fucking family. I don't know if I'm gonna go. I'm like, it's fine, it's fine. That was a fun time.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah. It was, no, we beat it. We beat it night one in delirium for the last like third of the game.
Nuts,
it was
man.
Hilarious. But I kept playing the game. Because I beat it night one, I actually replayed it again. Mm-hmm. Like literally just a couple weeks. And it, to me, I've had sentimental value from this. I also ranked really high on the mercenaries mode. Like really high. I was in the top 1,000 in the world. For like the first like 6 months.
Prove it, dude. Shit. Pull up the stats right now.
Pull it up anymore.
Let's see this fucking stats.
You're my
dude.
Fucking co-op partner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Coop partner. Coop.
The coop partner. Coop. No, no. Me and Cordova would play coop all coop. The fucking time.
That's what these new Resident Evil needs is co-op coop mercenaries.
Coop mercenaries,
back, dude.
No, no. Because we would like knock this shit out. We're like, okay, cool. We're gonna do like a bunch of rounds.
Right.
But we would beat time by like milliseconds.
Yeah.
Right. We would beat time by milliseconds, and we're like, fuck, we're this far on the board. But yeah. This game is a game for gamers, I think. Resident Evil 5.
Yeah. It's fun from the start to finish.
From like a pure gameplay perspective.
Definitely.
I would say
yeah.
for sure.
But like from a perspective of being a Resident Evil
game. Exactly. No. Yeah, no. It misses the mark on that one for sure.
Yeah.
But in terms of being like a pure, like good gaming experience, fantastic.
Yeah.
The exact opposite for Resident Evil 6. It was really a shitty game.
Yeah, it was.
In every sense of the word. I have given it so many tries because I wanted to like it. It just hurts my heart.
It's like me and Alan Wake. I just can't.
No,
I just can't.
No,
I can't.
You should hear this
it.
Fucking guy on Alan Wake. He loses. I'll never do an Alan Wake episode because he will lose his mind.
Oh my god.
I got on my Steam Deck here. You want to play a little
bit? No, I don't.
You want to play some Alan Wake?
No, I don't.
No?
You know what's so crazy about Alan Wake? I don't know what the fucking Alan Wake is. But hell yeah.
It's, this,
I'm
really,
sure,
it's
sure.
this really shitty game that they try to make better by remastering it, and it's just still a shitty game.
Which also took the over the shoulder view from Resident Evil.
Yeah.
It actually. They stole a lot of Resident Evil shit.
It did it in a very terrible way.
Really bad way. Really bad way.
And
yeah.
it didn't hold anything back.
It didn't hold anything. Poof.
Yeah. No, but yeah. Night one, me and Reeks literally beat the entire game.
Damn.
From there, ranked a little bit, and then played with this fucker over here. Resident Evil 5, sentimental value, but at the end of the day, kind of not a great Resident Evil game. Like, I would definitely say RE4 is always my favorites. 2 follows it up. Resident Evil 1 remake. Amazing game.
I do remember
what
the
is
remake.
This? What is this list?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I didn't even get my list because I'm still thinking about
it. Go, throw in the list. Throw in the fucking list.
I mean, it's
are you still
intense,
thinking about
so yeah,
it?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if I want the Resident Evil, the OG Resident Evil 2 as number one or the remake.
I would put 7 above 2, actually. 7's a great game.
7 would be my number 2.
That's not in your top 3.
No,
Seven's my number three. But with Village like right next to it. Because Village is amazing. Pretty great. Village, you would love Resident Evil Village. You would, because there's a girl with the big titties in there.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Lady D.
Lady D, dude.
Dimitrice.
Oh, her.
Who's that?
I've seen photos and videos. And I'm like, she's in the new Resident Evil.
Is Gianna Michaels her motion capture actress?
That's what I was thinking.
And she's a vampire, so she sucks you.
Yeah. Isn't she like tall and big?
Oh, dude, she's like 8 feet tall. Yeah. She'll pick you up.
I saw a cosplayer
tall.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
After that game came out, there was a shit ton of cosplayers and.
I went to a few in Anaheim or the convention center, and I was like, oh, I know who you are. Damn, and you're doing a really good job pulling her off, by the way, let me ask. And I was like Austin Powers, like, I'm like,
twins, Basil.
We love to see the twins.
It was Lady Dump Truck. That was what we called her.
That's what you called her.
That's what you still called her.
Eight. The newest one.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
She has 3
you
daughters.
You got a PS5,
play
though.
Seven.
You got to play 7, though.
I will play 7.
Don't skip 7. Yeah.
Don't skip 7.
All right, for somebody who hasn't touched this series in decades, like, we're in that.
It's a good.
7, 8, or reboots. You're
7,
fine.
7,
you're
8,
fine.
Or a reboot?
Yeah. They're requels. They're requels.
Okay.
They're requels.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do. The ones that I've only played and beaten are 1, 2, and I don't think I've ever beaten Nemesis, but I have played and beaten 4. But that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And
there's a remake, so you could play that too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a 4 remake?
Yeah, and it's really good.
It's fucking brilliant, dude.
It's so really good.
Ooh, that's nice.
Phil, you could literally play like everything sequentially.
I'm about to.
Yeah.
Shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But don't sleep on 7 and 8. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, my history with Resident Evil 5.
She has a history, that's right. She played it.
All
right. Well, it's not as exciting, and it's actually kind of sad.
Oh. Please, Webster,
tell us about your sad memory.
No, I was just like with a shitty ex-boyfriend at the time, and like he was just like, oh no, we should play Resident Evil 5. I have a PS3, it'll be a good time. And it was like one of those, like, it's like when you're holding the flashlight for your dad and he's yelling at you. Like, I didn't have a good experience.
It requires communication.
Yeah.
Which I didn't.
Which you didn't have that entire time, I'm sure.
No. Yeah, so it was just, I enjoyed the parts of it that I played by myself.
Nice.
I will leave it at that. But I do, because I remember fun, you and I talked about redoing it, like replaying it.
Just as us two, that's right.
And I don't think you'd yell at me.
We would have such a good time.
Yeah,
we would
have fun.
Such a good time,
so,
to be honest with you. Yeah.
I did enjoy parts of it. I would like to replay it with not a terrible person. But yeah, overall, good game. And I haven't played 6, so no comment. And I've heard it's trash, so
you should never play 6.
Yeah, just don't. Just skip it.
Skip it?
Yeah, just of all the Resident Evil games I've ever come out, just skip it. Yeah.
But I love 7.
Yeah,
7.
Seven's phenomenal.
I haven't played 8 yet, but I'll play 8 too.
Oh my god, finish 7 and
I have finished 7.
Then play fucking 8. What are you? I'm all yelling.
You weren't supposed to yell at her, dude.
She's trying to play.
He's like, hold the light right.
Hold the light right.
Look at Lady's ass.
Look at the goth titties. Anyway.
Did you figure out your fucking ranking, by the way?
Yeah.
No, I didn't figure
it out. All right, it's fine. Save it at the end.
I don't have
one, so. Oh, the Resident Evil rankings. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna spitball here, but RE2, the OG one, then 7, then RE4, then RE2 remake.
I
like the RE2 remake just a smidge better than the RE4 one. But right after RE2 remake is RE4, then 5. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Village after the remake.
I was about to say 5. Yeah.
Whoa!
Hold on a second.
Yeah, Village above 5.
I liked Village, but to me, like, I just... To me, it was a little bit... It had an essence of 5.
It does.
The fact that it wasn't scary, but there is one section of that game that is absolutely horrible, which I will never spoil for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But just that one section is enough for me in that game.
I know, because you told me the same exact thing.
No, and James also.
I don't experience anxiety ever, yeah. And like I was shaking and like. I was not okay for like two straight. I didn't play it for 2 weeks after that. I was like, I'm not playing this game any fucking more.
I remember you being like, you're gonna love seven, and then eight. There's one terrifying part, but everything else is fine. And
I always say it like this: like Village is like a 70% not scary game.
Yeah, it is.
But there's this is one part that's gonna fuck you harder than anything in the entire series.
On that,
fuck me harder.
Yes. Go on.
I was gonna say,
she's in this one. Michael's
again. That shit-eating grin, Phil.
So on that, apparently, Capcom pulled back the horror of this Village because everybody said seven was too scary.
No.
And it was a really big bummer because if they would have kept eight at the same level of fear that seven is,
yeah. Whoo, that would have been.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I'm on the PlayStation Store right now. Tomorrow just happens to be payday.
Hey.
Get seven.
R7.
$20.
No, they should have a. They
five
should...
is $20.
No. Wait till they're on sale. They're
R7. R7.
They go already seven. We're seven.
Nah, dude, go...
Biohazard. It's right there. It's the light one. Right there.
Gotcha. Okay.
How much is that on sale?
How much is it?
It's included with.
Is that on sale?
What do you want?
Right there.
I'm on the PlayStation Store.
No, he's like...
They're all buying his games online like a fucking peasant.
Yeah, that's seven.
That's seven right there.
What is that? Is that on sale?
What did he say? Oh, it's for free on the extra tier right now.
Oh,
what? I'm gonna replay it. Anyway.
wait, scroll down a little bit more. Phil, right there on the additions, right there. Nah, wait till it's on... Oh, the
$20?
It's $20 right now. Standard,
bro. $20. Get it for $20.
Get it.
Run it.
Fuck. Anyway. I'm reading Lord of the Rings and blind fucking Resident Evil this weekend.
Dude, it's a phenomenal game. Just get it. It's
and there's a PS5 version for free, which will
it makes it look prettier.
Yeah.
Oh, Phil, you're not even prepared, dude. Stream it.
I don't think I am. Dude, I do remember playing. I used to have on the back in the PS1 days. I had the physical media, back in the physical media days. I had the director's cut edition of Resident Evil 1, and I remember the cutscenes were actual like film
like
sequences.
It was actual real people,
right? I do remember. I think it was Chris Redfield's terrible acting when the helicopter was
Redfield.
Is that not what I said?
You said Redfield.
Redfield. The helicopter is taking them off, leaving them in the mansion, and then Chris just goes, "No. Don't go!" But it was like the worst. And now I was like 9 years old playing this. I'm like, that's fucking terrible.
Listen to our Resident Evil 1 episode, Cordova's first episode, actually.
That was versus BioShock.
Yeah, BioShock.
No, Resident Evil 1 was before BioShock.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought BioShock.
No. I think he's right. Resident Evil was
Resident
first.
Resident Evil 1 was October. BioShock was March.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm confident.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was his birthday.
You're right.
It was his birthday month.
You're right.
What if I just start at 1? This weekend, Resident Evil 1.
Nah, dude, it's too hard. You're 7.
There's too many.
We know you're a gaming peasant, dude.
I'm telling you.
Do 7 because when we record the episode, you're going
to
have content.
I need you to know when we do 7. Okay, I really do. Because like that's the next one, and that's going to be a big fucking episode.
Give me some footnotes when I start, right?
You go blind. Just fucking do it.
No. Like, do I need to know anything previous?
You
don't. That's what he's saying. It's a soft
prequel.
I played Resident Evil 7 before, like, I knew anything about the series.
And it makes sense.
You know enough already.
Ooh. Yeah. What you know is more than enough.
I'm just going to tell you a piece of advice. Get the best surround sound headphones you can get.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Play it at night. Turn all the lights off.
Okay. Get a
little high. Get a little high.
Yeah. No, that's even worse. I'm a lightweight.
So I played mine, like, here in my apartment, and, like, the distance between my couch and my television was perfect because I was like, I feel far enough from the...
I'm fucking close. My couch to my TV is actually kind of close. So I'm playing Spider-Man, like, New York is, like,
you feel
full
like you're
scale,
in New
and I'm
York?
Just like, oh, fuck, dude. So Resident Evil, I don't know. I might pull the couch back.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, let's do it.
But that's enough about Resident Evil 7.
That's right. Yes. We got other ones to talk about. Yes. Well, okay, how much time are we at?
105.
Okay, we'll do a couple here.
We all had a lot of thoughts about Resident Evil 5.
Yeah. I mean, it's two games.
Mm-hmm. Five, six, eight,
it was
seven,
30 apparently. Minutes of just talking, like, of Resident Evil 5.
Nice. Okay, I'm only going to do, like, two questions then and fucking cap it there.
Beautiful.
So, Which games from that generation were able to take the Resident Evil franchise's place when it came to survival?
Oh, that's a good one.
Horror.
Dead Space, hello. I mean...
Dead Space is
good. I got a good one.
That shit was pretty awesome.
I got a good one that does Resident Evil 5 better than Resident Evil 5 does it.
What?
Fear.
Oh, James, you piece of
shit.
Was
that 2010? Right. 2010?
Fear came out in 2005, the first one.
Oh, okay.
Fear was an actual survival horror action game that did it the right fucking way. It was scary.
With bullet time,
yeah.
It has some Matrix shit in there, dude.
It's a first-person shooter horror game. It's really good. The story is really good. It's really good. And
James, you're turning me on.
Imagine the Matrix.
Right now.
Imagine the Matrix had sex with what was it? The Ring.
Yes.
From the Ring.
No, yes. That's a very good. That's a very good combo right there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fear is an acronym.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking this up in the PlayStation Store.
I know that game.
It's not gonna.
It's only on PC.
No. Oh, it's only PC. I've seen it around. I've seen the poster everywhere throughout
the
years.
I think the second and third ones are on console, but the first one was only on PC. And
the first one,
I still liked him because of story, but whatever.
I like. Two, but not
three. Yeah, three was kind of hard. But anyway, Fear for me was like the action survival horror.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about survival horror and Coop, Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, Left 4 Dead. That's absolutely correct. Because Left 4 Dead had the oppressive horror. Like, you're like, oh, I'm overwhelmed.
I love Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead's so good, right?
We had some very, very, very good times playing Left 4 Dead.
Also, coverable on the podcast. Just reminding everyone.
One. Hey, that's not a bad idea.
That's a good one.
Dead. We cover Valve, too.
Yes.
I'm just saying, it is a horror video game.
It's a very good one.
It also has a crazy history as well.
That's true. Yeah, it does. Absolutely does. Left 4 Dead
Back
is
for Blood.
Fantastic.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Man, now I want to replay Left 4 Dead. God damn it.
Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 were just...
Left 4 Dead, the first one for me is like when we all had our Xbox 360.
That was a 360 era.
And we
played
that so many nights.
Just let me just sum up that thing real quick. When we're playing, it had a drop-in, drop-out feature. So I remember one time, this is weird, achievement hunting. Me, James, maybe Flynn. There's three of us in there.
It was me, you, and...
It had to have been Flynn.
No, I think it was Carvajal.
It
was me, you, and Carvajal.
We're in there achievement hunting. Our friend, Rick, joins us. Four-player co-op, right? We're in there, and we're trying to not startle a witch, which, like, sneak around her.
So...
You guys know the witches, right? I mean,
so she's the one that screams and then calls all the zombies or whatever. So we were at the very end of the level, and she's literally sitting down in our way to get to the safe room. And I was like, all right, we're achievement hunting. Nobody disturb her, because that was the achievement. Make it through the entire level without disturbing the witch. And I was like, everybody jump over. All three of us jumped over, and then Rick jumps in to the game and goes,
he just...
Out of
he shoots her with a shotgun.
He shoots her, and then we just shut the door, and you just see him getting wrecked by zombies. And I was like, "You asshole!" And I was so mad because we all like jumped over her, and we were like, "Huh!" And it was so slick. Everybody jumped over. We didn't even like. I was like, "Someone's gonna hit her, and she's gonna go off." And it was fine. And he jumps in, and bam,
just shoots her with the shotgun.
Point blank. Wasn't even far. He just goes.
If that doesn't sum up the Xbox 360 era of gaming, it's that.
The other one is.
I like the drop in, drop out.
One was, so there was the zombie called the Tank, and so every time the Tank showed up, the music got intense.
Yeah.
And so we were in a house. And the Tank shows up. We hear the music, and we were like, shit, where is he? And then all of a sudden, I get punched, and I fly out the window, dead.
You just see James's name, like, just out of the window. Like, it's not as fluid as games nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, there's still some jagged.
Yeah, there was.
You just see...
Yep.
That's funny. So funny.
It was... We were dying, like we were laughing so hard because I was like,
"Your tag just like blow away."
Exactly. Mind you, again, like I was saying with the fluidity of the games back then, so there was some clipping because the Tank is literally like this massive thing on the screen, and we're in this tiny house. We're trying to get through to the safe room, and we're like, "Where is he? Where is he?" All of a sudden, bam. Out the window.
I always remember that one time with the witch. It was me, I think James Carvajal for sure was there.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it was Hector or somebody else. But
yeah.
We were, again, almost at the end of the level. This bitch was fucking, like, right in the front. And the safe room's right there. We're about to do it. And I try to go. Somebody startles it, but she goes towards me for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes me out. Sounds and I'm right. on the ground. And I remember I was like, no, not me. Why are you coming for me?
Why are you coming
and
for
I was
me?
like,
Marshall!
There was a lot of Dark Knight quotes at that time.
Do we help Flynn right now? And I'm like, no, don't leave me. Rachel!
Are you here on the party side? Rachel!
And then it gives you the end screen. It was just like, dude, the music comes in. And I'm just like, thanks, guys. Thanks for committing to the bit. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I have new
definitely got to come now.
Yeah. No, now we got to do Left 4 Dead. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Webster, for bringing that up. Oh, what a good time.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, now, fun question. What Resident Evil character would be better if it was played by Nicolas Cage?
Wexler, next question.
Yeah, I was going to say it's Wesker.
Oh, what?
Yeah, Wesker.
Yeah, it's Wesker.
Wesker. It's only Wesker.
It's only Wesker.
Next question. Easy.
Yeah.
Rebecca Chambers.
Ada Wong.
Ada Wong.
How would Leon,
okay,
how would Leon
let
be?
Me tell you why, Chris, that I'm going to kick your ass. Just by doing a little bit of kung fu, all right? Now, whoa, good. Get ready for me to kick your ass, a-hole.
How would Leon be?
I was watching The Rock the other day.
How would Leon be as a Nick Cage?
Dude, those one-liners?
Oh, my God.
As Nick Cage?
What village are they? They're like in South America, right?
No. They're in Spain.
Okay, so there's a lot of Spanish zombies out there, right? You just gotta run from all and run really fast, right?
How would Nick Cage do Leon's iconic line of where'd everyone go, bingo? How would he do that?
Where'd everyone go? All right. Bingo!
Alright, so like, where'd everyone go? Bingo!
Damn it, Phil!
Thank you.
Okay, Leon Kennedy or Wesker, I'm actually down with either of those two.
I seriously think, dude, I think he literally is Wesker now. Have you seen him at a red carpet premiere? This guy looks like Neo in the 80s, you know? Not Neo in the early 2000s when The Matrix came out. Neo in the 80s.
Very true.
Okay, but also, real quick, he could be Barry Burton, and you don't.
I was gonna say. I was gonna say Barry.
Your lines at all.
Barry
Burton, you are almost a Jill sandwich.
That's RE1 Barry. But
that's RE1 Barry.
Revelations
for sure.
2 Barry is like dad bod Barry.
Yeah,
that's
he
like,
is.
He's
yeah.
like not so many one liners.
You're always the master of picking locks.
Wow. Yeah, you guys gotta send this to Nick Cage's people right now.
I know, for real.
God, dude,
if
Nick
they're gonna make a Resident Evil movie, they gotta.
I mean, he was already in Dead by Daylight. Just
and
saying.
You know what?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Also, not to be confused with Renfield, which he could be
Chris
God,
Renfield.
I saw Renfield,
and it was terrible.
That's so
I told you.
I haven't seen it because your guys' reviews scared me.
I was so upset. We saw it in theaters, and I was like, "What is this movie trying to do?"
That should have came out like in the early 2000s,
yeah.
maybe. That should have came
bad.
Out like 20 years ago. I was like, "This
that's
came
rough.
Out."
It's
you know, like,
that's
and it sucks because like Nicholas Holt is pretty cool too.
Yeah.
And I was like, both of them like. Obviously, when Nick Cage is on screen, it's great. But I'm like, ugh.
If there's a 2023 Nick Cage movie to watch, it's definitely Dream Scenario. That movie was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It was a good movie.
Okay.
We agreed on something. Don't
touch me, motherfucker.
Don't touch me.
Okay, like, I know it's your discussion section, but I am curious for time, but, like, I don't care. What is everyone's favorite co-op game? Or coop game, as it were.
Coop game. That's true. Coop game. Ooh.
I mean, we just got done talking about Left 4 Dead, which has to be up there.
Yeah.
But I will give you a contemporary pick because I'm currently playing it right now, and it's actually a lot of fun. Hmm. And it's called It Takes Two.
Oh, It Takes Two.
And I will say the co-op genre died a horrible death for a long time.
Yeah.
And I feel It Takes Two brought it back the right way.
For me, like a recent another contemporary pick is Phasmophobia.
Mm.
I like
what
I don't
playing?
Know.
What Phasmophobia? What is
it? You play ghost hunters and you're trying to collect evidence of ghosts and like it's a co-op game, so you have to like work together. Mm. Like,
that sounds really fun.
It's super fun.
Wait, I feel like I've heard
that
on Reddit.
I've seen videos.
Like,
yeah,
I'm sure if you watch like any kind of gaming YouTuber, like I'm sure that like they've like streamed
okay,
it. At some
okay.
point. It's super fucking fun.
I will say, back to It Takes Two. Sometimes, because of my experience level and Natalie's lack of experience, sometimes I am the dad with the flashlights.
I didn't want to interrupt Alex's segment, but I was gonna say It Takes Two.
It's kind of a
relationship counseling.
It takes two.
If you're in a relationship and you want to test the relationship, play It Takes Two with your significant other, and if you make it through that game and you're still together, congratulations.
Yeah.
You're gonna make it.
Because
there's times where I'm just like, just press the fucking jump button.
Me too. I'm just like,
I'm
just pick
lie.
Up the fucking
I was like that like 2 weeks ago with Savannah and Spider-Man 2, because she plays zero video games, right?
Oh, man.
And I'm like, no, you have to press R2, hold it. and then
exactly.
X.
Yeah.
And you're like, press R3. Yeah. What is R3?
Yeah.
How about fuck you? How
and then,
that?
Like, it's a little easier because, like, sometimes triangle will pop up.
Yeah,
like,
you push square. Triangle.
Like, and then she's like, she's, I don't think the last time she held a PlayStation, like, I don't think she ever did. So, like, so she was like, I'm like, it's that one. It's the like, no, press it. Press it. I was like, fuck.
There, yeah.
Like, press it. Just press
you
it.
You guys are the dad's flashlight.
Yeah. Dude, it's hard.
To be
it's
like,
hard.
So
yeah.
we haven't played it in a while. We just picked it up again. We were playing the other night, and she was like, stop yelling at me. And I was like, ouch. I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm trying not to, but just push the goddamn button.
Push the goddamn button. You heard what she said.
You heard what she said.
But also, like, it's not like a real, I mean, it is a real co-op game, but like Stardew Valley has a co-op. Like,
yeah,
that's
a better game for probably like healthy relationships,
right.
I would imagine. Yes.
Or what's that? Animal Crossing. If
Animal
you will.
Cross. Oh, Animal Crossing is a
oh, yeah.
great
co-op.
Yeah.
Everybody is on
that.
That
was
I,
the shit.
I sold my copy
down.
When I bought my Switch because it came with it. And I was like, I don't want
to
play this bullshit.
Just to be different from everyone though, because yeah, we all do have Left 4 Dead and all that, but mine is those games that were you can play the entire story together because we
yeah.
beat Halo. Three.
I was
going to
say Halo also. Yes.
Four players, though. Nowadays, they don't have that anymore.
Yeah, it was me.
No. Gears of War,
it was
four
me.
Players.
It was us three
like,
and then
Enrique.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But they don't have, yeah.
They don't have that four-player co-op anymore. Those were the best.
What was it? Assassin's Creed Brotherhood? Remember they were bringing in the co-op aspect of it, but it was only, like, certain missions?
Oh, yeah.
And it sucked because we were very excited about it.
It was Unity.
And we were very excited about it because when they showed the trailer for it at E3, it looked awesome, but then it was only certain
missions,
and like, so it killed the whole thing.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Great game, but also, like, big fuck up.
Yeah.
Not horror, but if we want to talk about, like, a total shit show that turned great, it'd be that game right there.
Totally.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say the new Ninja Turtle arcade game.
Oh, Shredder's Revenge!
Shredder's Revenge was fucking awesome!
Shredder's
Did
Revenge.
Did you play with us?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, Shredder's Revenge is
Shredder's Revenge is...
No, I told you
that's
that.
One of my favorite
that's,
co-op experiences,
that
actually.
That shit was awesome.
It's because I was April O'Neil and that bitch had the best kicks. It was great.
You also had a nice rack, too.
Yeah.
Sir?
Wow.
This guy just going, titties! This guy...
Video game boobies, man. They're nice.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Nice.
But yeah,
Shredder's Revenge.
Shredder's Revenge.
Great call with
Shredder's
Revenge.
Revenge.
It's part
That's
of
right.
the. It's part of the resurgence of the classic arcade game.
2D.
But,
yeah.
You know what?
You know what did revive that? First and foremost, though, on the 360, Castle Crashers.
Castle Crashers. We also played a shit ton of that. That was fun.
Yeah,
that was a fun ass game.
Although I'm just saying, everybody in this room right now can play Shredder's Revenge together.
That's
so
true.
We can all.
Hey, what is it? Six players?
It's six players.
Yeah.
Six
actually,
players.
Yeah.
We get one more.
We're
all
this together.
Shredder's Revenge is fucking awesome. I really enjoyed that.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That was a great one. So before we head out, I got one more question for the fucking nerds. So what would you like to see in the, and it's going to happen, inevitable remake of Resident Evil 5 and Resident Evil 6? You two in particular, because I know it's coming.
I got a quick question. This doesn't really apply to me, but I do have a question that I need to know for the next one. Will Lady D be in this one?
No.
Not
that's
in
Village.
It's 8.
No?
It's 8.
All
right, in this game that I'm about to play this weekend, do we at least see some frontal?
You're going to see a...
Well, Phil.
How about
you play the game? How about you play the fucking games? How about you play the game?
Back to the question.
Yeah.
If they do for Resident Evil 5 what they did for the current ones and give us that kind of dodge, the right dodge, that you can do with Ethan... That's what I want to see in the remake.
Okay. All right.
It's
some gameplay enhancements.
Yeah, gameplay enhancements. I mean, they're not going to be able to... I don't think they're going to be able to remake it and add the horror element, but... I mean, I guess...
They can. I think they can.
Because it would have to be from the ground up remake, though.
I think it's going to be very different. It's going to be very different, but they got to make the co-op work. It's going to be co-op for sure.
Yeah. I'd play the fuck out of a Resident Evil 5 remake.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would too, actually. No, I'm with Webster on this one.
Six? I don't know. Just don't do it.
No, six, I think they should discard
six?
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Just skip over it.
Skip
dump
it.
Six in the trash.
Five, make it like the opening 10 minutes. Make it gorier.
Yeah,
make it a little bit freakier in the sense of more zombies versus less.
Opening 10, I like that idea. That's a very good
idea.
Make it a Heart of Darkness style game.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the fucking jungle with elements with one person.
I just like that they're catching up so quickly to like where they currently are. Like it's like they're like it's not like they're
well they've been doing it since like 2017, 18.
But like it's not like they're gonna remake Resident Evil 7. Yeah. Like, you know,
that's
like I feel
that's
like
a good point.
After
very good
six,
point.
Like they're probably gonna stop if they even do six.
They goddamn well better. Seven's well, perfect.
That's what I'm saying though. I really feel like they should do Code Veronica or like those lesser
I think
no,
they're
the
lesser gonna, ones, yeah. I think they're gonna go back to that. Or go back to those and revisit those.
I think that would be the smart choice, right? Like, but like there's no point in redoing 7 because it came out within the last
7's
like,
kind of perfect to be honest with you.
Yeah, 7's not the game.
I don't even want in 7 I don't want what they did with Village where they released that extra mode of where they turned it into third person. Remember that?
No, never. Never with 7.
I don't
no.
want that in 7. Mm-hmm. I think 7 the way that 7 plays with that first person is like perfect. Seven's I wouldn't so I wouldn't want a third person.
I played it in third person. It was cool, but yeah, it takes away
or Village.
Village.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It takes away it from what makes it so special because the reason why 7, which you're about to play, and 8 are so scary is because you're in the first person perspective.
It's you.
And you see everything. Like, you don't see around you.
In your fucking face.
So, seriously, get some good headphones.
Oh, God.
Because when you hear shit, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, shit. What do I do?
Fuck.
Yeah. And we'll cover that one next season.
Yeah.
So, next season, we're covering Resident Evil 7.
I'll be ready.
Yeah, and Phil's going to at least.
It's okay. It's very much a Lost Highway situation. Flynn, every like 3 weeks, would be like, hey, have you finished Resident Evil? Because like, I was literally.
I was pestering her so much.
So, what's the history of doing this, huh?
Yes. I wanted her to see Lady D's titties, all right? I was like, you're going to. Like, you're right afterwards.
All right. Okay.
And they're
in
your face.
It's like, listen, you're gay. You'll like it.
You're gay. You'll like it. Next question. All right. Let's wrap it up here. What would you guys rate Resident Evil 5 and Resident Evil 6 out of 5 swings at a boulder?
I'm going to give 5 a 4 swings at a boulder.
Yeah.
Is this a Miley Cyrus reference?
Swings you should play the game, you'll figure it out.
Just type in YouTube, RE5 Boulder, dude.
And you'll just type in RE5 Boulder and you'll get it. Yeah, no, he's not even paying attention.
I know, that's fine. And then RE6, I give a fucking 0.5. A little half swing.
Damn.
A half swing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like 6 at all.
I'm with you on that.
It's grasping.
Mm-hmm. What about you, James?
I'll give 5 a 3.75 out of 5.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I'll give 6 a negative 4,000.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I didn't laugh. I hate that game.
Okay, that's the first negative 4,000 on this podcast.
It's a terrible game. It's just not a good game.
Yeah, you know what?
It's a blight on the record of Resident Evil. That's what it is.
And I'm such a passionate Resident Evil fan. I'm actually going to give 5 a little bit of a hair. I would actually give it a 4.25.
Okay.
I have some sentimental attachment to it. I think it's a really good co-op game and it's mechanically very good.
Nostalgia goggles.
Yeah, and I am actually going to give Resident Evil 6 a 0.25. It's going to be the lowest rating ever probably given on this podcast. It is a hair above functional.
Yeah, have we ever ranked any or like rated anything like a 0?
Nothing 0. This is.
I think you actually ranked
Thanksgiving
3 higher than you ranked this game.
I would suffer through Thanksgiving 3 before Resident Evil
6. Damn!
I don't know
because it's only 2 hours of my life, and Resident Evil 6 is a lot more hours.
That's very true.
That's fighting words.
Honestly, Resident Evil 6 is a piece of shit game.
For more on that, visit Trash Month.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
It's coming up very soon.
I have an announcement in 2 seconds once we get through this. I haven't played Resident Evil 5 in forever, but when I did play it, 3.
Hey!
Terrible company.
There you
6,
go.
Haven't played it. No comment.
And nothing from Phil.
So I've never played 5, 6. I've only played 1, 2, 3, and 4.
What would you rate Gianna Michaels?
Oh. Come on, man.
I'm talking about bold.
Come on. First of all, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who that is. All right.
But if, you're
about. But if I did have to.
Was she in Renfield?
Okay, let's go ahead and call it here. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to the NPC Gaming Podcast boys for joining us as well. Pew, pew, pew. So, a couple housekeeping before we close out. First off, that was Resident Evil 5 and also kind of 6. next week and the week after the last 2 weeks of January, Horrible People's Podcast is taking a little mini hiatus. We're taking 2 weeks off, but we're coming in hot. In
right.
February with Trash Month.
Yeah.
It's making its grand return in February. James has picked up some absolutely horrible movies for us to cover. I am so fucking excited.
Me too.
It's gonna be a grand old time. I hope you guys will tune in to join us in February. In the meantime, if you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest of all of our podcasting shenanigans, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are on Facebook and Twitter at Horror People Pod, and we are on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast, HORRORBLE People's Podcast. And the NPC Gaming podcast. Where can we find you guys?
NPC.gaming.pod, and all the links are right there. So you can find us from there. Yeah, wherever you want.
Stunning. You can find Flynn on Instagram and Twitter at Hyrulean Hustler. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. Phil is taking an Instagram hiatus, so you can find him on YouTube at Phil Acevedo. And James, where can the people find you? What are you up to? What you got going on? Give us the hot goss.
Plug some shit.
The hot goss. Okay, you can also find me on the Horrible People's Network as part of the Turning Tables pod. It's a live D&D play pod, so go listen. It's a lot of fun. And I'm hoping by the time this episode comes out, I will have the teaser out for my very first solo podcast. Woo! I won't be revealing the name just yet.
What?
But it's in the works. It's moving along.
What's it called?
Fill Me Up, Phil.
That's a fantastic name.
It's called the Phil's Never Invited on the Podcast.
Alright. I can't wait to get the phone call.
I don't want to say the name because it's not...
It's not set in stone yet?
The name is set in stone, but I have all the socials and stuff. Just be patient, people. It's coming out.
Fine. Sorry for me just trying to give the people what they want.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer, but don't worry.
Only a little bit.
I'm sure the wonderful people at the Horrible People's Network will promote it. Ooh, and
what a fucking
we'll
tease.
Sorry. Oh.
Hey, let me blue ball that there, dude. Worse than a Gianna Michaels movie.
It's called, the Gianna Michaels Wonder Hour, okay?
Yeah.
We're just getting edged.
Right. I'm the Jamie of this podcast. Like, Phil, go and pull up that one movie that she did.
No! For Novo.
Coming soon. Coming
find
soon.
You. Coming soon.
I'm just with Gwen over there on the NPC.
I hate you both so much. Gaming.pod podcast.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, we talk about video games a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, check out npc.gaming.pod. In the meantime, if you were under 18, please do not Google Gianna Michaels. We are not responsible for that. And we'll see you in 2 weeks in February, okay?